Tonight, the Boston Symphony Orchestra is set to open their 2022-2023 season at Symphony Hall. And among those who will be playing is classical concert pianist, violinist, and conductor Awa Dajan Pratt. And one of the pieces he'll play is by composer, violinist, and educator Jesse Montgomery. Tonight will be Awa Dajan Pratt's debut with the BSO. Here's Jesse Montgomery playing one of her compositions, her song Strum, with the Catalyst Quartet. That gives us a flavor there of Jesse Montgomery's compositions. She tells me she considers herself a violinist and composer, but Pratt has commissioned a piece by her that will be performed tonight. Awa Dajan Pratt, Jesse Montgomery, joined us ahead of the season opener to talk about it. And I started by asking Awa Dajan Pratt about what it's like performing with different orchestras.
Orchestras sound different, and each hall is also different, adding another layer of dimension to the experience. But, you know, this orchestra sounds good. It's a very good orchestra.
That is a good thing to hear.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, are you aware of that when you're writing and composing, that many different performers will play your music? Or do you write the music and then understand that there will be many interpretations and you just have to let that go?
It's probably a little bit of both. You know, I write with the intention of it getting performed by multiple people or orchestras or ensembles. And there are certain things that are like pretty fixed in terms of what I would expect. But there's always, from one performance to the next, there's going to be, you know, each orchestra has their own interesting peculiarities that they work out in rehearsal and, you know, bring their special interpretation to the piece. And that's what makes the actual process special, is allowing for those variants to happen.
So Awa Dajan, as I understand it, you actually were part of the group that commissioned Rounds specifically from Jesse Montgomery as a composer. So talk about that. Why, Jesse? Why do this now?
Well, it was part of a larger project called Still Point, where there's seven composers taking inspiration from lines of T.S. Eliot, from the four quartets, from Burnt Norton at the Still Point of the Turning World. At the Still Point of the Turning World, there the dance is sort of the paraphrase of those five lines. And Jesse and I met when she was still playing with the Catalyst Quartet. We were playing all together in Alaska some chamber music. And during the course of the week, you know, we're all talking and hanging out. And Jesse, I think, was just about to sort of, or contemplating the pivot to full-time composing. And just from having known her that week and just her intelligence and power as a person and thoughtfulness and the kind of musician that she was playing, that I thought if I ever have the chance to have her write a piece for me, then, you know, I will. So the opportunity arose and it worked out.
I want to bring some of your music, Jesse, to the listeners here. And Awa Dajan, you just mentioned the Catalyst Quartet. So this is actually a little bit, Jesse, you're one of the instrumentalists on this. This is the piece Strum from the album Strum by the Catalyst Quartet. So we have almost a little bit of intrigue here, Jesse, because we can't use the music that Awa Dajan will be performing tomorrow night. And so I wanted to bring a bit of the flavor of your work to the listener. And what I like about this is not just the flavor of your work as a composer, but also as an artist. Mm-hmm. And when you thought about it, the challenge of something like T.S. Eliot, and you know somebody like Awa Dajan Pratt eventually is going to play it, how do you unlock what that unlocks in you and put it forth as music?
What was special was actually when Awa Dajan asked me to write this piece, and especially in this setting, which is like a concerto setting, you know, where there's, you know, he's the soloist and the piano is a solo instrument. So much of what I thought about and how I thought about the piece had to do with Awa Dajan himself and Awa Dajan as a player. And it was exciting, you know, to have Awa Dajan reach out and say, don't worry about the whole piano thing. You're going to be fine. You know, bring your, and, you know, it was very encouraging to say, you know, your artistry, your creativity is going to help. That's what we want. And that was what was intriguing. And whatever you write is going to be fine. you know, I had actually a few experiences, Avadad, and I don't even know if you would remember this, but where I played in orchestras where you were the soloist, there was something about, you know, the sort of real meticulousness in your approach and playing, and that was also inspiring.
Do you think you're meticulous, Awadajan?
I mean, yes, I do, but it's not, yeah, I guess I would say that I'm particular and pay close attention to, yeah, I guess I am.
We're speaking with Awadajan Pratt, who's a pianist, a violinist, and a conductor, and Jesse Montgomery, who's a composer, a violinist, and a teacher. Awadajan Pratt will be performing the music Rounds that Jesse Montgomery wrote at the Boston Symphony Orchestra this week. And we wanted to bring together this artist of firsts and this young upcoming composer to talk about that performance and this moment. Awadajan, you are a lifetime of firsts, including National Music Awards, and you've received honorary degrees, and you are a Black artist who has performed a list of symphonies. At one point, I thought, well, maybe I'll memorize that. Forget it. That's not going to happen. But you've also come into a different, you brought classical music into some different places. I want to have a little fun with that, and I'm going to start with, you appeared on Sesame Street.
Big Bird.
Hi there.
Hi, Big Bird. Thank you.
Oh, I love playing the piano.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I love playing the piano also.
Really? You play?
Yes, I've played since I was 6 years old.
So you've played since you were 6 years old, yeah. But you're like one of those people that the rest of us almost doesn't want to be around, because you also know wine, and you could have been a championship competitive tennis player, and you play like more than one instrument, and you conduct, and you do Sesame Street, and how do you hold it all in your head and in your hands, and how did you pick who you wanted to be?
That's a heavy question. I think starting from the end, growing up, it was a lot of music and a lot of tennis, and probably more tennis than music. At the end of the day, I was preparing for college and what to major in. And I realized that if I didn't have music in a given day, that would not be a good day for me. And if I didn't play tennis or write or do whatever else that I was interested in, that I would be fine. So that was the determinant. You know, it's crazy. It's 30 years now of doing this. It's pretty wonderful.
So in 2009, you, Awadajan, played at the White House, President Barack Obama, the First Lady Michelle Obama, and an audience. Here's a little bit of that. That's Awadajan Pratt performing Bach's Passacaglia. I hope I'm pronouncing
right.
Passacaglia, yeah. And Fugue in C minor at the White House in 2009. And actually, Jesse Montgomery, I'm going to turn back to you here. You are a young woman of color who, our producer Bart Tachi pointed out, looking at some of your music on YouTube, that one of the comments somebody said, thank you so much for making classical music accessible again. I could almost dance to this, right? And here you've got somebody who's going to play Bach and Montgomery at the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Are you at a stage in your career where you're like, yeah, of course? Or are you still at Bach and Montgomery?
No. I was definitely outside the hall today taking photos of the, you know, the banner, the posters that are up, and just gleaming with pride, you know, just very proud of where I am at the moment. I called my dad as I was walking over because I wanted to check in. I said, Dad, do you remember when I was 17 and you took me to my, talking about NEC,
conservatory
audition. And I said, you remember you took me to my NEC audition and I did my audition in jeans. Look at me now. I said, I'm standing outside the hall getting ready for rehearsal, and we had a little moment there.
What did he say?
He's perpetually proud of me. We just laughed at the irony.
Jesse, I'm going to play a little bit more of your music here. This is Breakaway from your album Strum, Music for Strings. ¶¶ Jesse, who are you as a composer?
You know what? I'm a violinist who composes. I feel like my music is very much comes out of my experience as a player and also as a listener. Like I've always enjoyed listening to lots of different kinds of music. And it's my first lesson that I give to students is we create a listening list together, basically. I think one of the most important things that a composer can do is to listen to lots of different music and just start to notice what's attractive about whatever you're listening to. So I think of myself as a deep listener and player and collaborator. Awadajan and I went back and forth quite a bit on this piece. And so that actual back and forth is also really important to me.
Mm-hmm. Is the piece still evolving? And I can ask both of you that. Is the piece still evolving?
The cadenza is something that is evolving every time. There are things still, as with happens with any great piece of music, that I'm discovering still, you know. So I've played it, this will, I think, the 10th performance. But yeah, I'm still hearing and discovering relationships. So it's pretty cool.
What's on your listening list, Jesse?
My listening list right now includes a lot of pop music, the new Beyonce album, and the instrumentals and the production are pretty amazing.
And Awadajan, how about you? Something on your listening list?
Yeah, this is shameful. Like, you know, I used to listen to a ton of music all the time until I started teaching. And then, you know, you teach all day and then you practice and I don't, it's, you know, just some, my ears are tired. I listened to a lot of music before starting this project of composers that I didn't know. But I seriously haven't put anything on, I'm so old fashioned, I'm going to say CD. It's been a while.
So last question to each of you. And Awadajan, I'm going to ask you yours first. And then Jesse, I'll end with you. Awadajan, when people hear Rounds mm-hmm. tomorrow night, mm-hmm. what do you want them to feel? What do you want them to think?
I want people to come in and receive it as they do, mm. you know. So for me, what it means is that two people sitting next to each other will receive the piece differently. A person who hears it one day will receive it differently because the time they're hearing it, their day will have been different, even the next day. And that allows for a certain kind of breadth of experience as opposed to going in and saying, okay, I'm supposed to feel something, you know. You know, the responses that I've gotten over the course of these months has been, you know, really gratifying, I think, for both of us, that the piece moves people and gives them joy. But maybe it makes other people sad in moments. And I just want to admit all of those possibilities for every listener.
Is that true for you too, Jesse? Or is there something you're hoping that people will feel or experience when they hear Awadajan and the Boston Symphony Orchestra perform Rounds?
I feel similarly to Awadajan. But I just hope they enjoy it, that they get some kind of joy out of it, that it, you know, sparks the imagination in some way. That's what we always hope for. Either joy or sadness or, you know, whatever it brings up, but that it, you know, offers some intrigue of some kind to, you know, keep exploring new music and creating space for new music to grow and thrive in our field.
Any kind of reaction is better than like, okay. right. We'll take any. Except,
take it or leave it.
Yeah. Except,
On that note, Awadajan Pratt, who is a pianist, a violinist, and a conductor, along with Jesse Montgomery, a composer, violinist, and teacher who tells us she's a violinist who's a composer. Jesse Montgomery has composed the piece Rounds. Awadajan Pratt will be playing it with the Boston Symphony Orchestra at Symphony Hall on September 22nd at 7:30 p.m. and September 23rd at 1:30 p.m. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can find more information on the concerts at bso.org, and we will go out on some Beyonce now, thanks to Jesse. This is Break My Soul from her new album, Renaissance.